Phoneboy Speaks, episode 654, Singapore's Gigabit Competition. I thought I was done talking about Singapore, but on my flight from Singapore to Tokyo, one of a few flights I have to do today as I'm recording this, I read an article in my RSS feeds about how Singapore can get, Singaporeans can get, have like three choices, or actually maybe even four choices for gigabit broadband to their house. And I think the article I read was that M1, one of the local telecoms, has some sort of promotional deal where you can get it for $40 a month or something close to that. And you know, I can't even get I barely get cable internet for that much a month. And there's actually, you know, there's actually multiple choices. And you know, the article talked about how M1 says it was a promotional deal, but they're probably not going to be able to raise the prices at the end of the promotion because there's actual competition keeping the prices that low, which is what it should be. Now, contrast that with the United States, where you've got maybe, you know, two providers at best, and they don't really compete with each other. They're certainly, from a speed point of view, neither one is very good, or compared to a gigabit. One's better than the other, and it's usually the cable company. Now, you know, then you get the other part of this where, you got Comcast, and, you know, because they're trying to get their merger with Time Warner Cable pushed through, and there's a question about, well, why don't they compete? Well, because and Comcast comes out and says, well, basically too expensive, right? We've built these local networks, but there's almost no reason to, because all we're doing now is losing, we're going to be losing money, and I guess when you've got an effective monopoly, you can get away with doing that. Perfectly rational from a business point of view, but not so great when everybody's doing that and nobody has a choice. And so, you know, I guess you could live, it is possible to have competition, and there's plenty of evidence to suggest that competition lowers prices for consumers, but the American government or nobody in the United States, at least that's not a consumer, doesn't want competition in any meaningful way. And so, you know, we're going to stagnate and continue to fall behind other countries where there's actual competition and they get lower prices. So, I don't know. So I guess I'm not looking forward to going back to my my Comcast connection home. I am looking forward to being home. By the time this comes out, I'll have been home. But yes, I would love to see some competition. And unfortunately, this just does not exist in the American market, despite what Comcast is trying to say to get their silly little merger with Time Warner Cable pushed through.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all the past episodes and all the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboy.com/PS.